American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. The 23rd anniversary of the 9/11 attacks was marked with a ceremony in New York City. Here's Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Family members, survivors, first responders, and dignitaries gathered in Lower Manhattan today to make good on the promise to never forget the terror attacks of September 11th, 2001. Moments of silence were held, and the names of the 2,977 people who were killed on 9/11 were read aloud.
My father, William Ralph Robb. Dad, we only got 6 years together, but I have nothing but the happiest memories. And every day, I remember how lucky and how proud I am to be your daughter.
The National Hurricane Center says life-threatening storm surge and hurricane-force winds are expected to begin this afternoon in Louisiana. There's also a tornado threat as Francine approaches the coast. National Hurricane Center Director Mike Brennan talks about storm surge.
Threatening storm surge inundation is really going to increase first along the coast of southern Louisiana. As we go through the afternoon, as the tide starts to come up, those water levels are going to rise and peak right when the center of Francine makes landfall later this afternoon or this evening. Water levels will continue to rise as Francine moves inland across southeastern Louisiana, farther to the east, all the way over to the Alabama coastline during the evening and overnight hours.
Fox Weather's Brian Norcross said strong upper-level winds and drier air is keeping Francine from strengthening.
The good thing about this is that we're confident this is not going to suddenly intensify in that last 100 miles before it makes landfall. What we have here is it may have already peaked, as a matter of fact. Strong upper-level winds are blowing across it, and it's kind of advancing into stronger upper-level winds. Now, look back in here. All behind the storm, there's not a cloud back here. This is all very dry air, so that's getting pushed into the storm.
By tomorrow evening, what's left of the system should be over north and northwest Mississippi. A lot has been said about civilian casualties in the war between Israel and Hamas. More often than not, it is Israel that is blamed for taking the lives of civilians. But talking about this on Washington Watch, Gideon Israel of the Jerusalem Washington Center said not all these people are innocent.
You can have, for example, two Muslim grandmothers, you know, 60, 70 years old, and they're just living in a building. Now, they look like innocent civilians, but they're on Hamas's payroll, and their job is to report to Hamas when the IDF is in the area. You could have people walking around. They're walking in jeans and a T-shirt. They look like innocent people, but their job is to go into buildings where the IDF has been and pick up intel.
He went on to say that there may even be families where the mother and father are terrorists. An Arizona mother is suing her city after being arrested for criticizing a government lawyer's pay. Here's AFN's Chris Woodward.
This exchange between Rebecca Massey and Surprise Arizona Mayor Skip Hall was caught on camera.
Chief, could you have somebody come down here and escort Ms. Massey
really,
out
of
this
is that necessary?
Chamber? Yes, I
in
think
front
it
of
is.
My 10-year-old daughter, you're going to escort
That's
me
fine.
Out for expressing my
she
First
can
Amendment
go with
rights.
You. She can go with you.
I'm not leaving.
Well,
I need you to sit down with me.
No. Okay. I'm expressing my do not touch me. Do not put your hands on me.
Massey is being represented by Adam Steinbaugh of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. He says Massey did what any responsible member of the community would do by going to her city council meeting.
She was offering her opinion about city affairs, and the city interpreted that as attacking the city attorney by questioning whether or not he should get a pay raise, and the mayor told her to stop talking. And when she pointed out that she had a First Amendment right to make this argument, the mayor had the police come and remove her from the room. And no American who goes and attends a public meeting should leave in handcuffs for offering their opinion.
This is a federal lawsuit, and AFN is seeking comment from the mayor. In the meantime, the city is still enforcing this policy. As a result, Steinbaugh filed a motion asking the federal court to prevent the city from enforcing this policy while the lawsuit progresses.
I'm Robert Thornton.